beat.
There'll be no stop-go penalties tomorrow night. There might be a penalty in the FFA Cup quarterfinal, but no stop-goes. We'll see what happens. But Luke Bratton is going to be a part of the team for Melbourne City taking on Sydney FC in the quarterfinals. He joins us. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you on board, mate. Quarterfinal against Sydney FC, of course, is a replay of last year's FFA Cup Grand Final. We touched on this in terms of AFL footy earlier this morning. Do you reference those things building up to a game like this, or is it just too far in the past now?
No, of course. I think you look at the good things you did to beat the opposition, obviously beat Sydney FC, and you look at the things that they did that, you know, broke down you. So obviously we work a lot on trying to stop what they're good at and trying to, you know, to exploit their weaknesses.
Luke, how much do you use the FFA Cup for the regular season? Are you still experimenting, or you separate the two? You have a real campaign at this one, and then you put that down and you go into the year?
No, I think that obviously because it's in the preseason, you can have a real go at it. Obviously, there's teams that, like ourselves, have a fair few new players. And yeah, it takes a while to gel, but I think you still got to have a real go at it. And it's a great competition, and it's shown that, you know, some lower league teams can beat A-League opposition. And obviously you get big games like this, like the grand final replay, which is it's great for the country and the league.
Well, being a big club, Melbourne City, how difficult is it when you go play one of those lower league teams?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think that they're the hardest games for me, personally, to play in. Because it's their cup final, you know, the crowd's always in it. They're up for it 100%, and you're expected to win, and it's not always that easy. Sometimes we don't get like any videos on them, so we can't really see what they're about, which is tough. And you know, obviously that you do get the Sydney FC that beat someone, I think Darwin 8-0 or something like that. And on the odd occasion, you know, it's like that. It's tough. But I think that's the beauty of the cup. It's anyone can beat anyone on the day.
We've been discussing it a fair bit over the last few weeks as to how important you take these ties and how important is it to win the trophy. And you are the defending champions. Is it glorified practice matches for you to get ready for the real stuff, or is this actually the real stuff?
No, this is definitely the real stuff. You know, for Melbourne City, We're trying to be the biggest club in Asia, and if we want to do that, we've got to win trophies. And you know, we started okay last year. We won the FFA Cup, which was good. It was great for the club. But you know, being a big club and having a big club mentality means that you've got to win trophies every year, and that's what we're going for. Every game, every trophy on the line, we're going for to win it. So this isn't any different.
You're only 3 weeks away pretty much from the season opener in the Hyundai A-League for 2017-18 against Brisbane Roar at home, which will be great for your fans to get access to you early. But what's excited you about this FFA Cup campaign in terms of what you think might be possible throughout the A-League season?
Just seeing the way that, you know, the boys have gelled very quickly. The ones that have come in have just, you know, fit in straight away without any troubles. You know, we've got a new coach, which is he's changed things up a bit, and I think from last year, you know, we did okay at times, but we weren't a team that, you know, deserved to win the title. You know, we were losing games too easily. We were a bit soft mentally, and you know, things are changing. And at the end of the day, it's up to us on the field to do the job. And you know, I'm excited for the season ahead. We've got a great squad again, and you know, things they've got to be different this year, and we've got to go for the title.
We had a chat to Warren Joyce, the new coach, when he got the job, and it was very, very impressive, it must be said. Luke, you've had a few coaches through your time. Have you got a read on what he might be expecting from you, or how hard he's going to be on the playing group, or how different it's going to be life under him?
It's a bit different already. You know, we've only been training for a good 2-3 months now, and you know, he's brought a mentality in that's about winning football games no matter what. You know, and I think last year they're the games that we needed to step up, and they're the games that lost us. You know, against Perth in the semi-final, quarter-final. You know, I don't think we're mentally strong enough, and he's brought a mentality to the club that, yeah, it's all good and well playing good football, but at the end of the day, if we have to scrap and tackle and run and fight for each other, we're going to do it. So I think that's a great quality to have, and yeah, it's going to add to the group and hopefully, you know, bring us some success.
And we'll see more about that tomorrow night in the clash against Sydney FC. The quarterfinal of the FFA Cup. We wish you the best of luck, Luke, and of course for the preparations for the A-League season as well. We'll be watching. Good luck.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Luke Bratton, absolutely rapt to have you on a Tuesday morning on the Breakfast Club from Melbourne City. And for Melbourne City members, as I mentioned, round one is at home. So if you want to join up and be a part of their campaign, it's against Brisbane at Amy Park. Visit citymembership.com.au and get yourself a front row seat for a very exciting campaign for Melbourne City.
We have a bit of fun talking about the romance of the cup and all that sort of thing that they talk about.
I'm serious.
Now, hang on a sec. I haven't finished yet. Well, what I like about it is that both Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City talk openly about the fact they want to win it. Then they make that clear. It's almost a mission statement. We want to win trophies. So I think that does help add to the validity of what the FFA Cup is all about.
There's plenty of romance, and you know it. And I think you're underselling it a little bit.
The problem is it clashes with The Bachelor. It's not at the same time. You don't have so much romance.
Here's the truth. There's so much romance.